Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Always a lot to talk about. Today's no exception. I want to start with a very tragic episode, the shooting and killing of Dante Wright just outside of Minneapolis, little suburb outside of Minneapolis. Dante Wright is pulled over, apparently for an air freshener violation. I'm not sure what that is. I don't have an air freshener in my car. It's kind of strange. In any event, he's pulled over and something happens and the officer pulls out a gun and shoots him and kills him. The explanation for shooting an unarmed motorist in a routine traffic stop, nothing violent, is that she made a mistake. She meant to use her taser, and regrettably, she used her pistol. That's not sufficient. That's not sufficient. If that defense is permitted to hold up, anybody can shoot anybody from law enforcement and then say, I meant to reach for my taser. There was a police officer some years ago in Minneapolis who was sitting in his squad car with another officer. A woman had called in to report a suspicious individual. So she walked up to the car to tell the officers what she knew, and the officer shot through the door of the car and killed her. And he got 15 years in prison. I don't take any pleasure in seeing common sense and laws enforced by felony convictions and long jail terms. This has got to be stopped before it happens going forward. George Floyd was strangled. The cops sat there, hovered over him, and strangled him for about 8 minutes. Jacob Blake in Kenosha was shot in the back 7 times as he slowly got in the car with his kids in the back seat, just ignoring an order to stop and come out. Police officers are not privileged to kill somebody simply because they disobey an order or walk away or drive away. Walking away or driving away from an officer when you're told to stop is itself a crime, and that can be punished. But when you have automobile information, you let them go. You don't shoot them and kill them, and then you trace the license plate and you arrest them, and that's fine. That's the way you do it. Right now, there is a fear among prosecutors of charging officers who kill unarmed people in routine stops because they don't want to be retaliated against by the electorate. The electorate is frankly ultimately responsible for this. If you continue to reward prosecutors who don't prosecute, and of course the George Floyd one is an exception in the George Floyd is an exception in Minnesota, but you know, here in Wisconsin, the shooting of Jacob Blake, prosecutors statewide and local, well, quote, we didn't think that we could convince a jury that this wasn't standard police conduct. Well, then get different prosecutors. If you're that dumb and that lousy a prosecutor, get different prosecutors. My solution to this, I have police officers in my family, cousin, uncle. 99% of police officers do the right thing. They have a very tough job. They've got to be backed up. They do arrest people and chase people who are murderous themselves and who have guns. They have got to be given latitude to a point. But killing people at traffic stops because they won't obey an order to stop or to pull away, that cannot be permitted to continue. It simply can't. And here are some ideas on what can be done. First of all, I think that if there is a killing at a routine traffic stop without any violent conduct on the part of the person murdered, both the police officer and the police chief, there should be a presumption of discharge from employment, a rebuttable presumption that can be overcome by a showing. For instance, the police officer can say, he pulled out a toy gun and pointed at me. Okay. And the police chief can say, well, I train these people. I train these guys. I care deeply about this not happening. But if you have a police chief who goes through the motions and grins and doesn't train them, and police officers, the small handful of them, the 1% who figure this is a way to lawfully kill someone, out they go, they get discharged. The other thing is with police unions, you have police unions right now who talk back and attack the political people who control them, the mayor, the common council, and so forth. We believe in civilian control of the military. The police force is a military force. In Minnesota and out in New York, there were stories that if an alderman stood up to the police in any respect on a shooting, the police would lower enforcement in his district or not respond to calls. If that happens one time, if that happened in the Army or the Navy, if the crew of a ship or a platoon said, no, we're not going to do this because we don't like the officer, they'd be toast. You see what I'm saying? They'd be toast. There's a military force subject to civilian control that will obey civilian orders. You don't have unions in the Navy or the Army for a good reason. You don't have the crew of a ship or a platoon getting together saying we don't like this one and this mission and that mission. You don't have that happen. In a police force, it's a civilian force as well as a military force, and it's very appropriate to have collective bargaining for wages and so forth, healthcare benefits. However, there cannot be negotiation on use of deadly force. You cannot have police union leadership saying, we think we should be able to do this and that. That is not in the purview of collective bargaining. And I don't want to see police union presidents holding press conferences, blasting the mayor, blasting the common council, and saying that there's not a problem here. That's not their job. Their job is wages and fringe benefits. That's it. You cannot continue to have unarmed people at traffic stops gunned down. Now, this has had an impact on the George Floyd trial in Minneapolis, which is what, about 10 miles away from Brooklyn Center, from the suburb, roughly, whatever it is, suburb. The George Floyd trial, there was a motion made by the defense to sequester the jury. Now, let me tell you what sequester the jury means. The judge turned it down. I think he was correct in turning it down. Here's what it means. Over the many years that I tried cases, I've tried criminal cases, and I tried a case where the judge sequestered the jury a long time ago. In the old days, they would sequester juries, the federal courts would, on virtually any felony, even nonviolent felonies. It was not only expensive, that means that they put the jury up in a hotel, give them meals, they have bailiffs or sheriffs or marshals around them, escorting them so that they don't talk to anybody, nobody gets to them, and blah, blah, blah. This is before social media. Now people have phones. Now they're told not to look at their phone. They're told not to read a newspaper. Every day when they come into court, the judge, if he wants to, or one of the lawyers can ask him to say, did you look at your phone? Did you look at the newspapers? Did you look at TV? You're not supposed to do it. But juries now stay at home. They don't get sequestered. You know, they're there with their spouse or something. And, you know, you cannot totally regulate discussions that you have within your family who do see TV. And you also, you can't, you can say don't look at your phone, but there's a deep suspicion among a lot of lawyers that jurors do look at their phones, you know, do look up the defendant's name. And sometimes he has a rap record as long as your arm, and it's not disclosed to the jury for good reason. It could be for something else. It could be unrelated to this case. It could be 30 years ago. And it's a real problem. It's a real problem. So if you're picked as a jury, obey the judge. Do not look at your phone. Do not look at your spouse. And you're no longer sequestered. Well, in this case, it was an unusual case. Dante Wright is shot and killed at a routine traffic stop very close to where George Floyd was, strangled at a routine traffic stop. And the defense goes, well, you know, look, I mean, they're going to see this all over the place. I mean, they're protesters all over the place. This is prejudicial, sequester them. And the judge said, no, we don't sequester juries. We expect them to obey the ruling of the court, to obey the instructions of the court. So in this case, I do not think it's valid to say, oh, it's a complete defense. I thought I was reaching for my taser. You know, one question is, why are you tasing him? In other words, if he drives away and you have his license plate number, it's not a stolen car, you have him. De-escalate this thing. Why are you even tasing him? You tase some people, tase them in the face or tase them wrong, they can have a heart attack. But secondly, that doesn't hack it. You don't have a taser in a holster right next to your revolver, so you don't know which handle you're holding, okay? That does not happen. We need much stronger voices in government and in politics and in the media, both Republican and Democrat. And nobody speaks this plainly. They've got to speak this plainly. There will be no more shooting of unarmed motorists on routine traffic stops, period, end of story. And they won't be strangled either, and they won't be shot in the back. And it doesn't cut it to say you thought you were reaching for your taser. That means that the police chief and the officer, there has to be a presumption that they're terminated. They can rebut the presumption, and good, innocent officers will. They'll explain their reasons. But if the reason is I made a mistake, I killed a guy, you're not going to keep your job anywhere else. Are you kidding me? You think you're going to keep it in an emergency room? You give him the wrong anesthesia and he dies? I mean, out you go. Out you go. And the heads of the police unions have got to be told by law and ordinance that they can negotiate on wages and they can negotiate on benefits, but they will not negotiate on use of deadly force. And they will not trash and badmouth the mayor and the common council and refuse to enforce the law in those districts. We need strength. We need strength, and we have a lot of weakness. We need strength, and we need a lot of weakness. And this is all happening up in Minneapolis. It's spilling over. It's going out to Portland. There were demonstrators in Milwaukee. Don't know about Madison, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were some demonstrators in Madison, too, and elsewhere around the country. Somebody's got to get up. You know, the senators are all chicken. Take a good look at them on TV. Senators are chicken, the members of Congress are chicken, the state legislature is chicken. Nobody says anything. I'm saying it. Spread the word. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.